Welcome back to PB Mini Bites. I'm sitting next to the temporary host of PB Mini Bites, and I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I think it's fair to say, April, that you are prettier than the normal host of PB Mini Bites. This is April Carter. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
And April is the co-lead pastor. What's your official title?
I'm pastor.
You're Pastor April Carter at Morningstar Church in Yakima, Washington.
Yes.
And man, it's exciting to have you on here. Like, how do you feel?
I'm excited to be here. It's an honor.
You're at PB Mini. You're the host today.
Yes, I'm digging it.
You're liking this?
I'm digging this.
Okay. And how long have you guys been the lead pastors? You and your husband Mekon, of course.
We've been at Morningstar Church for a little over 6 years.
Okay.
And loving it.
Loving it more than when you started?
Yes. It's been a progress.
That's good.
Yes.
That's good. And you guys recently, you have three kids, right?
We have three boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Three boys, 13, 11, and 5.
And you recently had a big trip.
We had a big trip. We took our kids to Disneyland for vacation, yes.
Oh, wow. And how was it?
It was great. It was actually our son's fifth birthday, and so we went to town hall there. And they gave us a birthday pin for him that said, Happy Birthday, Dewey. And I was so impressed going there with just the people and how they interacted with him. It seemed like every ride we went on, every food place we went to, everyone was stopping to say happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
And I love that excellence. I love that excellence that they had there.
It's interesting. We went the last couple years. We go over my wife's birthday. And same thing. They see that birthday pin, and it's her birthday. And everybody. Like every employee is drawn to the birthday pin.
To the button.
Yeah, to the point where, honestly, it gets a little annoying.
Yes.
Like, okay,
everyone's stopping. Yeah. Yes.
Like, honey, hide that button.
Yes.
Okay, so they're doing the same thing with your son. He must love this.
Yes, he's feeling like a prince, and he thinks all, you know, thousands of people there are there for his party.
They're there to serve him.
Yes.
I love that.
I love that. And we came back and we had our volunteer fair, which is something we do at our church, and just really encourage our leaders to have that excellence that, you know, Dewey, who's 5, had nothing to offer them, but they made him feel like he was the king of that place and were able to single him out of 20,000 people and make him feel value. And I think as leaders, that's something we need to be better about. We need to be looking for the person to add value, not just looking for those that can give us something back.
Okay. So let's go from that. What does that look like in our churches practically?
Practically, I think that is when someone's walking in a door, even in your business, walking through your door, you automatically have to have the eye for how can I build value in this person? How can I make them feel important, that I really care, make eye contact? I noticed people were even bending down to my son's level to make the eye contact and really make him feel like I care, not just waving and yelling as they're walking by, but stopping, bending down, and focusing on him.
Love that. Stopping.
Yes.
They're not in such a big hurry.
Exactly.
Right. And that employee may have something else to do, but at least in Disneyland, they're stopping everything.
Yes.
Getting down. I love that. Getting down on his level.
Yep. And those of you that have been to Disneyland know there's 20 to 50,000 people that go every day.
Right.
So for them to pause for one person really just spoke to us, and it's something we want to infuse in all our leadership areas here.
You know, we've done some teaching on this at our church as well, and I think there's something called like the Disney way. And they have certain rules for their employees, and maybe you saw these when you were there, but like employees are not allowed to lean up on anything.
I love that.
Meaning they're always ready to help out, to serve.
I love that.
Employees are never allowed to yawn publicly. That would be helpful in the church.
I like that. Yes, I totally agree. That's another thing I noticed with the parade. We sat toward the end of the parade, so I thought to myself, we shouldn't probably sat here. They're going to be tired and sweaty and bored and not going to want to finish this out. They've already done it once. We were at the second one. But they kept the energy and the intensity up as if it was just beginning. And I loved that. That's another thing we brought back going, we've got to keep that intensity up and not have these tired, broken, bitter beer faces on a Sunday morning, but really get excited for the people coming through our doors.
And for you guys, that's really true. You have four services you run on a Sunday, back to back to back, right? And did I get enough backs in there?
Back to back.
Yeah. And so I think that would be human nature by the end to kind of let it slip a little bit, be a little tired. But no, that's something that you guys brought back from Disneyland with you. We will have energy throughout the day.
Yes, energy and excellence through the whole thing. No matter how exhausting it is, we're here for them. They're not here for us. We're here for them, and we want to build people.
Love it. So whether you're a Disney fan or not, Disneyland has something to offer both churches, business, leadership.
Absolutely. All about the excellence, taking the time, pause, look people in the eye, get down on their level. You know, don't ever feel like you're somehow better than, but really focus on building them as people. And I love the not yawning thing. Don't act bored like you don't care. Right. Let's care about people right. and get in their world. And I loved it. It was a great thing to come away with for our family.
April, I think PB is going to be a little nervous. You did pretty well. Yeah.
You should.
Might have to be a regular contributor.
I think so.
Thanks for coming in.
Yes.